does take from the feedback that we've got from the community sector, from business sector, from the trade unions, and for people individually, particularly small, medium enterprises and people who are in business who are trying to create opportunities to give their neighbours, their friends and family an opportunity in the workplace. So it's very comprehensive. It's over 60 pages long, and it deals with many, many sectors in removing the barriers and also creating the incentives for additional investment.
One of the major criticisms of the government's package that was announced recently was that there was nothing in it for Donegal except for a new courthouse. From the point of view of the Sinn Féin strategy, the same question may well be asked, what's in it for Donegal?
Well, first of all, it's a national strategy, but when we were comprising the strategy, we were very acutely aware of the fact that the regions have been left behind. So we've identified major projects. For example, the A5 project, which has been on hold, would proceed under our plan. We've ring-fenced $400 million to allow that to happen, which would open up the whole northwest area to investment. And that has a big impact on businesses and reduction of transport costs for their businesses. But it also has additional 100 schools that would be across the state. Obviously, Donegal would benefit from that there. 50 additional primary healthcare centres. Again, Donegal should be in a position to benefit from that there. But we propose a major investment in broadband to bring us up to next generation broadband level, and coupled with the half a billion euro in investment for our water infrastructure,